Good morning. The Chafetz Chaim now begins his section concerning the prohibition of accepting Lashon Hara in front of, whether the rules of Ape Telesa, whether the rules of doing it in front of three makes a difference, or whether it's a repetition of a story that has been told many times and is Yidua L'Rabim. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Isur Kabbalas Lashon Hara Hu, Afilu Ma Mesaper Mesaper Sadvarm Kipir Sumulifnei Kama Anashim. Telling the story of Lashon Hara is a prohibition, even if you're doing it in front of a lot of people, and even if you're hearing that, you can't choose to say that that which is being said is true. Asur lahachlit, you have no right. So as far as the, continuing with the theme of the Chafetz Chaim, as far as accepting it, the person still has an opportunity to not necessarily accept. The only thing you have the right to do is to listen and to check it out. And if you see that it's true, you can give the person mussar on it. But to go ahead and accept it carte blanche simply because, well, everybody knows a lot of things that aren't true. Sometimes you can end a chain of Lashon Hara simply by saying, I'm going to stick to Jewish law. Maybe we should investigate. And by the way, says the Chafetz Chaim, there is no heter to believe Lashon Hara, even if the one who's telling it, it tells it in front of the person who is it's being told about. Because until we hear the other person say, yeah, it's true. And by the way, especially if the person's not in front of us, but he says, I would say it in front of his face, that's not a heter to believe it. And the Chafetz Chaim adds, u'bavonoseinu harabim, as a result of our big sins, the fact that we're so involved in this sin, many people make a mistake over here. Olam nechshalim ozeh ma'ud. It's a very serious matter. And even if I'm silent now, when they are speaking badly, a person doesn't have to take it as a truth. If someone's talking about the rabbi from the pulpit, about the rabbi, somebody is talking in a group about somebody who's sitting in the group. And even if the person only just will not sit quietly when he's being degraded, and now he's being degraded and he's being quiet, maybe this is the time he chose not to answer. So a person is not allowed to go ahead and accept it. Now, a story that happened in a community once upon a time where there was an agenda that was being pushed to try to have a certain hechsher accepted within the neighborhood. So the person went, the rabbinic body that was trying to push the rabbinic agenda went and got up in shul and announced that the particular bakery or the particular restaurant that refused to accept this brand new hechsher that was there to be accepted by all was not deemed to be acceptable. Funny thing is that the hechsher on that restaurant, that it was a hechsher that was bigger and stronger than the one that was being suggested. This was a power grab and a power move. And the person who owned the space was sitting in the room. And so the rabbinic authority, who chose to get up and make the announcement to say that we don't accept this hechsher, we don't accept eating in this place, embarrassed him berabim. And he did not say a word about it. He knew who he was, and he knew what was being said, and he knew that the Rav that it was giving him the Hasher, would be giving him the Hasher for a very long time at that point, was the authoritative Rav of the town. So sometimes it does happen that somebody sits down, hears his own degradation, and that doesn't mean that he agrees with it. And so if we're the ones who are sitting inside and listening, maybe we want to hold back before deciding that the words are true. We're probably better off just making sure that when we're getting halachic advice, it's halachic, and it conforms to all areas of halacha, including the areas of Lashon Hara. Does that mean that when somebody turns around and says to us that a certain place has lost this hechsher, that we're allowed to go ahead and proceed? No, but we need to investigate. We have to be choshesh, but we need to investigate. Everyone have a fantastic day.